Good evening. I have to say, that was the best song I think I would have picked for my sermon today. And I hope this sticks in your head like it has been stuck in my head for the past couple of weeks. And it uplifted me. It made me think of why I'm doing things. It made me think of how to treat someone. Why do I do it? And this is what I want you to get stuck in your head, because I'm going to say it multiple times. I am the way I am because of the great I am. And what we're going to look at is the book of John. And all the, I'm sorry to say this, there's 7 points. Because he says, I am, multiple times. For one, I am the bread of life. I am the world. I am the light of the world. I'm the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. The resurrection. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I am the true vine. And, you know, before we get into that, I kind of want to poke your minds at why this got stuck in my head. You know, when I wake up, I pray to God, thanking Him for the day. And then I go get ready for my day, and I pray for my breakfast. And I go out, and the first person I meet, I'm polite to. I open the door for, you know, whoever going in and out of the gas station. I say hi to everyone that passes by me and try to smile and be as polite as possible. And then whenever someone approaches me, I, you know, introduce my name and talk to them. And, you know, however the conversation goes, depending on how long it is, at some point I try to sneak in there that I'm the youth minister. Because it's what I do. I try to minister to people. And then I continue on with my day. I then, you know, have lunch wherever I may be, a fast food place or a restaurant. I pray. No matter what is going on around me, I pray. So, you know, with a group of people around me, I pray out loud so as much people can hear me. I get them thinking to see what I'm doing is different. And then, at the end of the day, I find time to study. I either read, and then I go to bed, I pray before I sleep, thanking Him for the day and all that He has given me and all that He has done. And for that next day, so I can live for Him. And hopefully by that time I'm asleep and have Him on my, the last thing on my mind when I go to sleep. That is why I am the way I am, because of the great I am. But when we look at Scripture, when we look at at that first point, I am the bread of life. It's chapter 6, verses 35 through 40. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger. All he who believe in me will never thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me, and yet you have believed. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will certainly not cast out. For I have came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of him who sent me, that of all that he has given me, I lose nothing, but rise up on the last day. For this is the will of the Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in me will have eternal life, and I myself rise him on the last day. Now, switch gears a little bit. In America, I would say we have a pretty good supply of food. We have just as easy access to water. Yes, there's some people that still go hungry, but majority in the other than the world, we have it pretty easily. Now, some people forget that need, that hunger. They don't know what it really truly means to starve. And today we have the Bible so easily accessible. It is so abundant. It's on iPads, phones, tablets, commentaries even to help us. It can be right there in our grasp. You know, the book, just the Bible in the New Testament is for a dollar at the dollar store. So easy to get. But somehow, there's people starving of God's word. And because Jesus is the bread of life, those that believe in him never thirst. They are spiritually filled to the point of complete satisfaction. And not only are we spiritually fed, but we are given eternal life. Because we believe in him, we are to keep learning and doing his work that he tells us to do. Now, as I was going through this, I kind of got stuck on one thing, because throughout all these I am statements, he doesn't really mention baptism. He always says believe. And that's not what I want to... I want to point that out now, so I don't seem confusing. I'm not saying all you have to do is believe. But you have to be baptized. And the reason why I'm throwing that in there is because the I am statements, I'm only taking a section of them. And that's why we're missing that. So I just want to mention that when you believe, you have to actually have an action in doing and to be baptized. So with that said, as we continue on, I would say that there are some people that are not doing what they can to learn the whole truth of God. That they're starving themselves. And those that are not taking action, I have to ask, do they truly believe? I am the way I am because the bread of life offers me eternal life. So I do believe in the Father and the Son, and I will always do everything I learned through his word and obey him and through my actions. So I am the way I am because of the light of the world. John 8:12. Then Jesus again asked them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but have light of life. Now, Kelsey explained to me one day this game. It's called flashlight tag. You know, the tagger will walk around in the dark, and there's people hiding in the dark, and you have to spot the light on them to catch them. And then once they are caught, they grab a flashlight and help you find other people hiding in the dark. Well, sometimes we try to hide from the light when we should just grab that flashlight and help others see the light so that way they can get to heaven. We may be in darkness at times, but we need to find our way back to God and know that he is our light to life. There would be many that question God, but we can see that his testimony is valid. So ground yourself in the light and not in darkness. I am the way I am because the light of the world shows the way to heaven, our eternal life. The path is clear. The only thing that we have to hurdle over, to be honest with you, and when you really think about it, is the things that we put in front of us ourselves. We have to get out of our own way to follow him. I am the way I am because of the door of the sheep. John 10, verses 7 through 10. So Jesus said to them again, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Now, many of us have doors on our house, and they all have locks. Now, it's there so we can keep people out that we don't know what their true intentions are. And, you know, once we, you know, see who it is, by looking through the window or in the peephole. We unlock those doors to allow them in. Now, from the aspect of them, they know whose house that is, and they feel safe when they are entering your door. Now, we can choose to be with him or without him. And without him, we are vulnerable. Because we are without protection, and anyone can lead us astray. When we enter through him, we are protected. I am the way I am because the door of the sheep protects me from all those that want to lead me astray to harm me. Only God can provide that protection and that gift of eternal life. I am the way I am because the Good Shepherd, John 10, verses 11 through 18. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have no other sheep. I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again. One another has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father. The Good Shepherd does everything to keep his sheep safe, to the point of laying down his own life. As we see here, the hired hand runs when danger comes his way. The hired hand does not want to lay down his life for the sheep because he is not concerned about the sheep. The Good Shepherd does. He does know them by name. He doesn't know them by name, but the Good Shepherd does, and they know him. Now, this quote I want to say is from one of my instructors at Bear Valley. And it stuck with me, and I hope it will stick with all of you. You are following. All right, so first, we need to know his voice. And in order to know his voice, we need to know him. So this is my instructor's quote. We are following the good Are you following the Good Shepherd? Do you know his voice? If you are a leader in the church, you need to know the sheep. And you need to know their lives and their names, so that you will listen to our voice. We need to run away from people with a strange voice. Now, you may be thinking, I don't think I'll know God's voice, because he doesn't talk to me. Well, we have his word in our hands, very accessible. Like I mentioned, a dollar at the dollar store, you can get a copy. Download it free on your phone. But we can see what his word says and his commandments for us. We know what to do because of his commandments. We will hear his voice directly, but if we know his words, then we'll know him clearly. Now, I want to point out that God does not speak to us directly today, but we will hear his voice someday when judgment comes, when we are with him. So the question we have to ask ourselves right now is, do I really know the Good Shepherd? I am the way I am because of the resurrection. Chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection of the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never thirst or will never die. Do you believe this?" Now this passage reminds me of some kids playing. They're pretending to be superheroes. You know, there's two kids playing, they're pretend fighting, and one of them dies, throwing some drama in the fight, and the other, knowing that the other friend, because he's a superhero, he has superpowers to heal him and bring him back to life. And then once he does it, you know, the kid pops back, and they both take on the bad guys, and somehow they're better than ever. Well, Jesus sacrificed his life for us so that we can have that eternal life. Here in John 11, it is talking about the death of Lazarus, and Jesus is talking to his sisters, asking them if they believe in him, and what he is saying about eternal life is true. We have to have complete trust and faith in our Lord. We can receive this eternal life, but it's not all we need to do. We have to sacrifice our life to him to receive that eternal life. We have to put away the old self and put on the new. We have to truly follow him and his laws. Again, as I mentioned before, we have to take on that baptism to show and to, you know, put away the old self and put on the new. Now, I am the way I am because the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, verses 6 through 7. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him." Now, we have to go through Jesus to reach heaven, our eternal life, because he is true in all things. Now, this is repeating a lot of all the other I am statements, but it shows the connection to all of them. And that is Jesus. Without him, we have nothing, and with him, we have everything. So I am the way I am because of the true vine. John 15, verses 1 through 11. I am the true vine. I am my Father's, and my Father is the vineyard, vine dresser, sorry. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branch. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they burn. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to me to be my disciple. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, and you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love, these things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. Now, there's a lot there, but I want to break it down to this. The true vine is the one we are to be a part of, and if we are not, the vine dresser takes us away. And he takes those branches and burns them. And those that are with the true vine, they will still be pruned. All for the purpose of flourishing to bear more fruit. It appears to be a part of the true vine. We have to prove that we are his disciples by loving the true vine and keep his commandments. Now, I don't know a lot about gardening, but I know the basics. For a rose bush to flourish, you need a gardener. Then that gardener needs to know the time that the bush flourishes and when it dies. He needs to know when to prune that bush and how to do it, and when it is time to pick and pluck off that perfect rose so you can put it into a bouquet. And that makes the perfect bouquets, because the gardener has to know those things. Now, God being our gardener, he knows those that are a part of the true vine and those that are not. He prunes those that are a part of the true vine so that we can be molded and transformed so we can flourish to be the best that we can. And when that time comes, we are plucked, we are picked to be a part of that bouquet, which is, in this case, eternal life. All of this is so that we can have eternal life. You might have picked up on eternal life a lot throughout this sermon, because it's a big thing that we receive. It's something that we should look forward to. It is something that all of us have to strive for and work for. Now, as my conclusion, this is my forethought, kind of recapping everything into this. So please bear with me. I am the way I am because of the great I am. He is the bread of life that is our food from God that grants us eternal life, all because he came down from heaven and died for our sins. I am the way I am because the light of the world guides me in this dark, perverse world. The light of the world is not just for one person, but for all that chose to follow him. And when they follow him, they have life. I am the way I am because the door of the shepherd offers salvation. But others seek to destroy, but the door of the sheep came so I can have that life and have it abundantly. I am the way I am due to the good shepherd lays down his life for the reasons he knows me and I know him. He knows me more than I know myself, but the good shepherd is the one that is able to take his life. He lays his life down for me, and I am the way I am because of the resurrection. Jesus died and was resurrected to forgive me of my sins, making a way for me to have that eternal life. I am the way I am for the reason of the way, the truth, and life. The way is through Jesus himself, and the truth is we have to know him and to know God himself. And once we know that we have the life that is promised to us, then finally, I am the way I am because of the true vine. Those that are bearing fruit, even though he is still pruning them for the purpose of bearing even more fruit, I do all I can to bear and allow him to prune me. In any way, as long as I am able and abide in him, and his word abides in me, is all I need to prove to him I can be a disciple of his, keeping his commandments to the end, so I receive eternal life. Now you know why I am the way I am, because of the great I am. But what is so amazing about all of this is that it's not just for me, but for all of you. It is for each one of us. And those that are in the world struggle to receive it. It's not only for those that are alive today, but for those in the future too. We are changed people because of the great I am. Now, if there's anyone here today that sees the importance of the great I am in their life and wants to come to know him more, I encourage you to come forward. And those that are still a part of the church but is struggling and needs more help to be more like him and to follow him, I encourage you to come forward as well as we stand and sing. Thanks.